The site for today's nuclear security summit here in Washington just so happens to be across the street from our headquarters, and the whole neighborhood has been turned into a fenced-in security zone. NPR's Art Silverman discovered just how much of a disruption it's caused.
While protesters have come from far and wide to descend on the perimeter of the summit, it seems as if it's local business owners who should be the ones protesting. In the words of T.G. Sapation, owner of a cigar store, business is
dead.
That's seconded by Alam Alama Berber of the First Cup Cafe.
It's dead. No business.
Despite the decline of customers, Mr. Maberber says it's a small price for him to pay for a world of reduced nuclear risk. There's a little less global thinking from the people who live around the convention center. Gloria Saxon and her 8-year-old daughter Jane were kept up all night by crews erecting fences. Today there's tall barricades in place right outside their front door.
All these fences are lined up down the street and past that. It's like we're in a big box.
I feel like we're living in the Warsaw ghetto.
We're trapped like rats.
Another neighbor is Thomas Harvey. He lives in an apartment right on the edge of the nuclear conference security area. He told me that the crime-riddled neighborhood feels safer than usual.
I think they are doing an excellent job. Excellent. They're doing very good. We are secured. Trust me. And I'm loving it.
Harvey just wishes that it could be so secure every day. Art Silverman, NPR News.